So we saw the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis basically lays out the bracha that is recited at the end of the Kriyas HaMegillah and the three brachas that are recited before the Kriyas HaMegillah. Al Mikra Megillah, Shas Anisim, and Shechiyah. Alright, now we're moving over to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're really back to Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the double reading of the Megillah. Alright, Aaron, take it away. The Gemara cites here is from Tehillim Chaf Beis. The pasuk says, "Elohai Ekra Yomam Velo Sa'ana V'Laila Velo Dumyali." So the translation is, "Oh my God, I call out by day. During the day, I call out to you, but you answer not. I don't get the answer that I'm looking for. I don't get any answer. And by night, meaning I continue to say it at night." But there's no respite for me. There's no respite for me, and that means I'm still asking for help. I'm not quiet. I don't get rest, and I'm still. The simple pshat in the pasuk is that I don't have any rest. Right? The Gemara seems to understand it in a slightly broader way, as we'll see in a minute. So let's see how the Gemara interprets this pasuk. Go ahead, Aaron. You're doing great. Velo dumyali, that's the end of the pasuk.
Okay.
So the Gemara tells us, Savur mina.
Savur mina, in the day of Belaile.
Belaile.
Oh, Belaile.
Belamesna masnisin dida.
The imam.
Good. What would I have thought? It's possible that I would interpret this statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to mean what? La makarye. What does makarye mean? Anyone?
Read.
From the Lashon of Kriya. But Makarye Belaila, I would think that the Rabbi Shuman Levi means read the Megillah at night.
Right. And to repeat it.
No. What does Lamestna Masnisan Didei mean? What is the Lashon there? Tana, Tanya, Taninan. To learn. Lashon of the learning. Right? You see that? It's important because these words come up all the time. Does everyone see the Shorosh there? Right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So that's what I would think. I would think from the Lashon of Lishnosa, which means the Lashon of Shanoi or Shaninan, right? We learn. So I would think that when Rabbi Shuman Levi says Lishnosa, he means read the Megillah at night, and then by the next day you just go over and learn the areas of Megillah, right? Because that's what the Lashon of Lishnosa means very often, to learn. You with me? Now you are. Okay.
Where did that phrase
just end? I know for sure it doesn't mean that. He says, I know for sure it doesn't mean that. And I know for sure what exactly it does mean. From who? From Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Kigon.
The Amri Inshi.
What does Amri Inshi mean? Also a common phrase in the Gemara. The Amri Inshi. Or the Amri Inshi. That people say. It's like the famous saying. Usually, sometimes you find the Gemara says "Kid Amri Inshi," and then it has some strange adage that we never heard before. Oh, it's like the famous saying, you know, like "Kid Amri Inshi." Misha Ochel Shum V'Reichel Nodev. Yochel Shum V'Reichel Nodev. No one says that today, but that's the Gemara very often uses that. What does it mean? Someone who ate garlic and has bad breath is going to continue to eat garlic and have worse bad breath. It means you made something a bad situation. You're going to make it worse by doing more. No, we don't say that today. It's just funny when you see that. But that's what Kedah Amri Inshi means, like everyone says. Okay, what does everyone say? A'avor. A'avor.
A'avor Prishta.
Parshasa.
Parshasa.
Parshasa da. No. Parshasa da, I'm going to, A'avor, what does it mean? I'm going to go over, I'm going to do, I'm going to learn this Parsha.
V'asnaye.
And then I'm going to do what? I'm going to finish this parasha. I'm going to learn through this parasha, and then best night, I'm going to chaz it over, right? I'm going to chaz it over.
Like learn it over.
But I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to learn this thing, and then I'm going to repeat it. So what does it mean? I'm going to do the same thing I did the first time, right? I'll learn this. Person says I'm going to learn this amud, and then I'm going to go over it. I'm going to chaz it. I'm going to learn the parasha, and I'm going to go over it. But what am I doing the second time? The same thing I did the first time. I'm not doing something new the second time. I'm doing the same thing. I'm repeating the same action. So he's just saying, when it says Lashnosa, I know what Lashnosa means. Lashnosa means to repeat the same thing I did the first time. I read it by night. I read it by day. Not some new thing that I didn't do at night. All right, this is all just in terms of the pshat. I'm a Rebbe Chalbo. I'm a Ula Bira. Another statement that also supports our understanding of what's going on here. You have to read the Megillah when? At night. And Lishnosa Bayom. And then we have another pasuk. Shenamar. Laman Yizamercha. Laman Yizamercha Chavod. V'lo Yidom. Hashem Elokai L'ilam Odeka. Right? I'm going to sing the praises of Hashem. V'lo Yidom. I'm not going to be silent. Hashem Elokai L'ilam Odeka. My Hashem is forever my God. All right. So again, another idea of doing it, but not remaining silent. In other words, repeating. So you have two different psukim that are pointed to as the possible source. It seems that the Gemara spent and the Rishonim spent more time with the first pasuk, but we made certain observation about this second pasuk yesterday. Do you remember what the observation we made was? In the second pasuk. What type of pasuk is this? This is a pasuk of Laman Yizamercha Chava. What is that?
It's like a
tefillah. Right. That pasuk is talking about some praise, the praise of Hashem, some shavach to Hashem. So we made the observation that on some level, really, Mikra Megillah also has that aspect to it. And we said that the Gemara says that there's no what on Purim. There's no hallel. There's no hallel. The Gemara says, why is there no hallel?
Because
the Megillah itself is the Shavach. I read the whole story of what God did for us, and we were all forced to reflect on it. That's an element of Shavach. Right? That's like in lieu of Hallel. What? It's part of the same idea of reflecting on the Nes, if that's what you mean, right? That the person has to be in that state to reflect on the Nes. Is that what you meant? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's good. Okay. Very good. So Ad Kan, that's the two Gemaras. So what doesn't the Gemara say? The Gemara talks about the two different readings, but doesn't openly address the issue of the brachas on the two different days. Right? It just says, what brachas do you say beginning, what brachas do you say at end? But the Gemara does not openly address if there's a difference between the first day and the second day in terms of the brachas. Right? So what's the simple pshat to walk away from there is no difference. The simple pshat, the Gemara doesn't distinguish. The Gemara says on the one hand that there are three brachas that you say before and one bracha after. But the Gemara doesn't say, oh, but that's only one time, but not the second time. Right? The same Gemara that tells you read twice should maybe say that you leave out one of these brachas the second time you read. But the Gemara doesn't do that. So the simple pshat would be, simple understanding to walk away with would be that all the brachas remain the same. And as you saw, many of the Rishonim learn that way. But the Rambam does not learn that way. All right, so let's start with the Rambam, and then we'll see the other Rishonim in terms of the way they argue on the Rambam. All right, let's take a look at the next page. This is the Rambam. For those that are following along, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Okay? So just before we see it inside, what does the Rambam say about Shechiana?
You don't say it.
What's that? You say it when?
At night,
but not by day. So you ask the Rambam, what do you do with Mikra Megillah in the morning? How many brachas would you make according to the Rambam?
Two.
Two brachas. How many brachas do you make at night before?
Three
brachas. So let's take a look at the Rambam inside. Someone different want to read? Beforehand, only beforehand, right. The last bracha is always going to stay the same. Right, we're not adding, I'm not including that, that's right. Daniel, you want to give us a try? See, the Rambam stress is when do you say three brachos?
At night.
Good. He says, Mevorech kodem kriyasa belayla shalosh brachos. And then he lists them. Right, we don't have to read them all inside. We'll skip to where he says, ubi. Yeah. Eino chozem mevorech shechiyan. Good. Exactly. All right, stop. Well, the rest is not, again, that's not our issue. He just talks about the bracha that said after the Megillah reading. So the Rambam clearly says, how many times do you make this bracha Shechiyanu? Once. When do you make it? At night, and that's it. Okay? Now, the other Rishonim don't agree. Most of the other Rishonim argue on this position of the Rambam. So let's quickly take a look, and we'll try to explain the machlokas, but let's take a look at the Ritva first. Someone else want to read the Ritva? Go ahead, Joni, you want to read it? You can do it. I'll help you. Two lines. Mai Mavarech. Does anyone see the second paragraph where the star is?
Yeah.
Mai Mavarech.
That's the abbreviation.
Yeah. Mikra Megillah? Nisim?
Nisim and
Shechan. Shechan, good. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully to what Jonah's about to tell us. So first he says you make the three brachas. Now the Ritva is going to comment on these three brachas. Umidilo Amrinan. And what does that mean, Umidilo Amrinan?
We don't say.
Since we don't say. Umidilo Amrinan, from the fact that we don't say. Memnon Ches, right? It doesn't say in the Gemara, at night you make these brachas. Ubayom. Just Mem and Nun, which would be Mikra Megillah and Shas and Nisim. It doesn't say that. The Gemara does not say that. The Gemara says you say three brachos. The implication is, like Irving said, you say the three brachos both times. It doesn't say the next time you read it, you leave out one. And where do we find? We do find it in a certain place that the Gemara says that.
It says it straight out.
Yes, the Gemara says it explicitly. That on the first day of Chanukah, you make how many brachos?
Three.
Three brachos. What are they? Bracha near Chanukah. Shas and Isim, and Shechianu. But then it says from the second day on, you say two. The Gemara says, which one do you leave out? You leave out Shechianu. Oh, maybe you should leave out Shas and Isim. The Gemara says, no, you don't leave out Shas and Isim. Why? Because there was an ace every day. There was an ace every day, so of course Shas and Isim you don't leave out. All right?
So your mission number, that's what we just said.
Right, Mikan Ve'elach Beis. Sham Inon. So we see from here from the fact that the Gemara Megillah does not go out of its way to tell us what?
That you should say two with the second day.
Right.
Or during the day.
Good. So therefore the implication is that you...
Say
that you say all three.
Good. I mean, not completely.
Okay, good. So one second. Now we have to understand. Let's get the facts. Okay, we'll start with this machlokas. We'll start with the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ritva. The Rambam says... You make two brachos, Shas and Nisim, and Mikra Megillah. No Shechianu on the second day.
What's his
daytime
reading? What's his basis for that?
What's that?
Why does he say?
That? We have to explain that.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't say. He doesn't say why. The Ritva comes along and says, why would you say anything less than three? The Gemara had the opportunity to tell us to say only two, just like Ner Chanukah. But the parallel is important. The parallel is not just a coincidence. The Ritva is picking on Ner Chanukah perhaps for a reason. So he says, you see, by Ner Chanukah. The Gemara wanted you to know not to say Shechianu. So it said, don't say Shechianu the next day. Over here, it didn't do that. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Does the Gemara say, for example, by Pesach, you make Shechianu the first day, but you don't make Shechianu the rest of the days? Or that you make Shechianu on the first day of Sukkot, but not all the rest of the days? The Gemara doesn't necessarily do that. Right? It says there's a halacha that if you forget to say Shechianu the first day, you can continue saying it because you didn't say it yet. But it doesn't say when you said it. Don't you know? It doesn't have this kind of rule. You say two the first day and no more the second day. So it's Chanukah. It's specifically by Chanukah. Okay. So what is the Ritva trying to tell us when he's comparing the Gemara's discussion of Ner Chanukah to the Gemara's discussion of Mikra Megillah?
There is a habit in both cases that you would say all three.
All right, so let's let everyone appreciate this issue for a second. What Richie's saying is that the Gemara is going out of its way to tell you, don't do something. Why is the Gemara telling you that? Because you might think that there's a reason to yes do something. Right? Who's that guy? You taking that for Leslie?
Yeah.
Can I give you something?
Sure. Do you know what Shtagri is?
Oh, you're putting it in there?
Yes. Yeah,
I thought you were taking it for him.
I'm assuming it'll be here.
His talus bag is in there. You'll see it says.
Just in the talus bag?
No, you just put it on top. Okay. I thought you were bringing it to him.
No.
Okay.
I thought you were
okay.
Stealing it.
So, if the Gemara has to go out of its way to tell you, don't do this, right? Don't do this, it's because there might be a reason to think that you would do this. Right? Don't say Shechianu past the first day. So where does the Gemara tell you that? Don't say Shachrianu past the first day of Hanukkah. But doesn't say that over here. Okay?
There's also a difference.
All right, good. So let's discuss. What do you guys say?
I mean, Hanukkah, it's like they're both night, well, not night, but like evening mitzvahs or whatever. It's like toward the end of the day. So with Purim, you could say the night's one thing and the day is another. Meaning it's like, even if it's, like, meaning the nights of Hanukkah, the first night is...
Is a mitzvah.
Second night, yeah, but the second night is also... I mean, it means...
You're saying something.
Time.
Forget about the time. Forget about the time. You take it a little further. What are you saying about the...
Same mitzvah. Same,
it's the same mitzvah?
Well, it's all one mitzvah.
It's all one mitzvah?
Or it's...
Let me ask you a question. Let's say you forget to light candles the first night.
Okay. Still do the second
night. Can you light candles the second night?
Yeah.
Well,
by Sfiras HaOmer, if you forget to count one night, what do we say? That's it. Why? Because there's a shita that says you can't... Some Rishonim say, yeah, every night's a separate mitzvah. Some Rishonim say, no, it's 49 parts of one mitzvah. So we compromise. We say, you can continue counting, but with no bracha. No bracha, because there's a suffix. So about Ner Chanukah, is there any tzad to say, if I leave out the first night of Ner Chanukah, that I shouldn't light the second night of Ner Chanukah?
No.
The truth is that maybe there is one shita like that.
Right.
But we don't assume that. What do we assume? We assume that every night of Chanukah is an independent mitzvah. Okay? It's an independent mitzvah. Therefore what?
You've done it already.
It's a halva meaning to say.
What do you mean you've done it?
Meaning you did it the night before, so it's the same mitzvah.
It's a different mitzvah.
Fine, but it's a different mitzvah. Buy it.
1 second. So on the first night of mitzvah, okay, in the Chanukah, I have a mitzvah of lighting the first night of Ner Chanukah. That's a special mitzvah. The second night of Chanukah comes along. It's a new mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Light the second night of Chanukah. It's not that I'm just doing the same thing I did the night before. So what is the Gemara telling me?
So there you have to know that you shouldn't say Shachianu
every
night.
Because what?
You would think it's a new
mitzvah.
Right?
The Kiddush is that it's really one overarching process.
Good.
That's
what you're saying, right? Well, it's like, slow, before you get to Megillah, I just want to make sure everyone stands by Ner Chanukah. So when the Gemara says, don't say Shachianu the next night, it's because, why would I think that you would? Oh, because it's a new mitzvah. The first night of Ner Chanukah is one mitzvah. The second night of Ner Chanukah, new mitzvah. It's not the last night's mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah. Oh, new mitzvah. Maybe I'll say Shachianu again. No. You said Shachianu at the beginning of the 8 days, that's sufficient. We don't require you to make Shachianu the second night. Is that clear or not clear?
Is that because?
No. I'll go over it again. I'll say it again.
No.
Don't say it again?
Not on my
no, on everyone's behalf. It's not everyone's behalf. We're just
Can you say it again?
I'm going to say it again.
I need to hear it again.
Regardless, I'm going to say it again for everybody.
In Alex, he's saying that no, by part yeah. also. It's different.
It's a new mitzvah.
Right. I mean,
it's a new mitzvah, but you're lacking. You can't make up the one that you're listening at night.
Right.
Yeah, that's. I'm not saying that you didn't
no,
do the
no,
day
no,
one properly.
No,
you weren't asking me that.
No,
you can't. You can't make it up. You can't make it up.
In a sense, it is the same. But
it's the same, yes. It's the same insofar as what? As each one is. Exactly. Exactly. That's what the Ritva is telling us. The Ritva is telling us, look, you have a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Each night is a new mitzvah. For whatever reason, the Gemara told us, you don't make a Shachianu each night of Chanukah, even though they're different mitzvahs. It had a perfect opportunity to do that over here. Right? But it didn't. So what does that mean? It must mean that you do make a Shachianu. But what's the comparison? They're only comparable if the nature of the mitzvahs are the same. And what the Ritva is saying is, yeah, they must be the same insofar as the night reading is one mitzvah, and the day reading is another mitzvah. Hell, you got that? You look.
Say that again.
Yeah. What? I mean, is this what you're suggesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is what you guys are saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you want me to go through the whole?
Not the whole thing, just
just the last point.
Yeah.
Okay. You're saying, yeah, of course, according to the Ritva, in terms of practice, in terms of halacha l'maisa, you would say Shachianu both times. But in terms of the comparison, right? What's the comparison? What's the basis of comparison? What's the Ritva Svara for comparing the two?
You would think for both of them that they're two separate.
They are two separate.
They are two separate mitzvahs, and therefore you might think to say Shachianu both times.
And you're right. In one case you do.
In one case you do.
Where is that? Over here. Over here by Megillah. We use that logic, which would have made sense by Ner Chanukah. It would have made sense to say Shachianu the second night. It would have made very good sense.
Right.
But for whatever reason, we didn't do it over there. Oh, over here, that logic which made sense, you do carry through.
So he's saying that the logical havmina for Ner Chanukah should apply here.
That's right.
And and it would have applied to Ner Chanukah if not for the Chiddush.
Not for the fact that the Gemara said that don't do it, right? The same Svara should apply here. The Gemara doesn't take the opportunity to dismiss it, which means that you do say Shechianu, but not just that you say Shechianu, that they're comparable in terms of their Tzura, as separate mitzvahs. Is that good? Clear?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a little further.
Wait, but...
Yeah.
So, meaning, so, would Rambam...
Ah, so what about the Rambam? That's the next step. What about the Rambam?
Say that the Nasar mitzvahs.
Yeah, he would say that.
And that's
why they're
not necessarily an aspect of Megillah.
Good, so one second. How's the Rambam going to answer the Ritva's kasha? The Ritva says, hey, what about Ner Chanukah? The Gemara specifically discussed it and didn't do it over here. What's the Rambam's answer to that? The Gemara doesn't have to tell me over here not to say Shechianu. Why? Farshteitzach, they don't say Shechianu. It's Pasha. Why would I think that it makes Shechianu? It's two what? It's not separate mitzvos. What is it?
Just repeating.
Well, I don't know if you say repeat. I say it's two parts to one mitzvah.
They said repeat.
It's two parts to one mitzvah. I mean, the Gemara says it repeat. Right? But I don't have to say it's just repetition. It's obviously something. It's not just repeating. It's repeating, yes, but what it's...
Is it saying that since Hanukkah stands alone...
Each night of Hanukkah stands alone.
Right, and in a sense, this does too.
That's the Ritva, right?
So...
But the Rambam.
No, according to the Rambam. I don't want to deal with the Rambam.
Okay, so that's what we're discussing right now. Aaron, you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what's the Svar for the Rambam? Irving.
Think about it for a second?
Yeah. So Sphere is one example.
So you don't say Shechianu every time you eat matzah.
Right, well, you do the first time you did it, you were Yotze.
How about
B'dikas Chametz? Right? B'dikas Chametz, you make the bracha by... What's the lashon of the bracha?
B'dikas
No. What?
Beer.
Al beer Chametz. What do you mean al beer Chametz? When am I doing beer Chametz? When am I doing beer Chametz? The next day. So I think it's the Ran that points out that this is all one long mitzvah. The bidika is haschalas bior. So I start a process at night. I made a bracha then, but the mitzvah continues the next day. So I'm not going to make a bracha twice. A good question.
It's a good question. It's a two-part mitzvah.
It's two parts to it.
Between the two parts, because it's not.
Right. I finish the bidika, and then I have to do the maisa bior. I mean, that's more of a psachim issue. I mean, it's a good kasha. But, see, I can't have Hesach HaDas earlier. You're right, that would be a problem. If in the middle, let's say Hesach HaDas, something like that. Right. Okay, so that's in terms of the bidika and the beer. But you see that there are a number of cases in halacha where you have a mitzvah that's made up of multiple components. Right? Sphira, Bidika, maybe there are other examples that we could come up with also. Mm-hmm. So the Rambam's saying, when the Gemara tells us that you read the Megillah at night and you read it by day, it's not two mitzvos. It's not like Ner Chanukah, one night you light... you guys have a question? It's not like the first night of Chanukah is one mitzvah, the second night of Chanukah is a new mitzvah, and therefore there's a tzad to say Shechianu. No, the Rambam says very pashut. The reason why the Gemara doesn't go out of its way to tell me not to make Shechianu is because there's no Havamina. There's no Havamina.
Say it again.
Why doesn't the Gemara, according to the Rambam, the Ritva's kasha is, look at Gemara Shabbos.
Yep.
The Gemara in Shabbos says, don't say Shechianu on the second Hanukkah. Oh, you see that the Gemara didn't do it over here when it did it over there. It must be that over here you do say Shechianu. How's the Rambam respond to that? It seems like a good taina.
There was no reason for the Gemara to say.
So the Rambam's response is, no, there's no reason to tell me over here because I would know it. It's Pashat that I don't. How could it be Pashat? It can only be Pashat if it's not comparable. Right? If it's comparable, then it's not Pashat.
He doesn't think it's comparable to Chanukah.
Because what? Because Chanukah is two mitzvahs, three mitzvahs, four mitzvahs, five mitzvahs, lechule, eight mitzvahs. What's Megillah? It's one mitzvah. It's two parts, but one mitzvah.
Do they disagree about that?
Yeah, that's a fundamental disagreement. It seems it's a fundamental machlokas.
That's the whole thing, bro.
It's a big deal, though.
It's a big, very big deal.
That's the whole reason I want to.
That's a very big deal. When the Gemara says that you read it by day, read it at night, v'lishno sabayom, does it mean that the day is simply part two of what you did at night? Or is it a totally independent mitzvah? If it's an independent mitzvah, it makes sense to make a Shechianu. How come no one's asking me what about the Berakas HaMitzvah? Good. What about the Berachas HaMitzvah?
So predictable.
What's the question?
Maybe you'll tell me if the Rambam holds it, it's two parts to one mitzvah, maybe I shouldn't repeat the bracha. I'll make a Megillah.
Why do you say that?
What's the answer to that question? What's the answer to that question?
You make a bracha on the two parts. But
what was the question?
All right, let me repeat the question. Let everyone get a chance to absorb the question. We're saying now that the Rambam holds that the night reading and the day reading are really two parts to one whole. And that's why there's no reason for me to repeat Sheikh Yanu. I only say Sheikh Yanu, or need to be told not to say Sheikh Yanu, where there's new mitzvahs. Right? New mitzvahs, not on the repetition of a mitzvah. The Rambam holds that this is continuation of a mitzvah that I started at night. No, if it's a continuation, not just a repetition, it's a continuation of a mitzvah I start at night, what about the Berachas HaMitzvah? Why do I say, I'll make a Megillah again?
Another question, does Rambam hold that the Shachianu of the night applies to Mitzvah Sayom then today?
Okay, that's another good question.
Well,
what about
that's more Mitzvah than it would.
What about it's just Mikra Megillah.
She's not going to throw herself money
or something. All right, well, let's hold off on that for a second.
Or maybe not, I don't know.
That's, by the way, that's the compromise that we make practically because of this issue in shuls where they do say Shachianu, in Ashkenazi shuls where they say Shachianu, the poskim specifically say, and usually announce, you should also have in mind that the Shachianu is going on the other mitzvot hayom. Right? That's including the mitzvot hayom, the Mishloach Manos, the Matanos Lavyonim, and the Suda.
Actually, the Rambam could just say, yeah, when you come to Mishloach Manos, you'll make a Shachianu.
Right, but he doesn't say that. He does not say that.
Well, I mean, maybe it's obvious.
Like, it's obvious?
Yeah, I'm saying you make a mitzvah the first time, so you make a Shachianu.
No, that's another question. Maybe certain mitzvahs don't have Shachianu. Not every mitzvah has a Shachianu. That's a good question also. But let's hold off on that for a second. Let's just deal with what we know right now.
Why would you still say
Mikra Megillah twice?
Maybe you have to do it like when you, every time you start the mitzvah.
Start the mitzvah? What do you mean start?
Meaning, because you had a break. So now you have to re-announce what... You know,
well, what are we saying? Even though it's one mitzvah, it's still what?
Two parts.
There's two
each
what?
Part.
There's two
distinct parts.
Two,
like
when
zero.
You and
it, ah. a different part every time.
And what happens with the second part? What does it have?
A new
what?
A new kiyum. That's a good word. Kiyum.
What? Kiyum is a good word.
That was it.
You can throw around all the words, but what?
Those kiyum.
Yeah.
But you don't make a bracha on a kiyum necessarily. When do you make a bracha in mitzvahs? When do you make the bracha? Before the what?
For the Maisa.
Before the Maisa.
Oh.
Before the Maisa. Right? So even though you tell me it's one mitzvah, there's another Maisa. So like we said, Svira. Even according to the sheet that holds Svira is one long mitzvah, even according to the sheet that says it's one long mitzvah, you make a bracha every night. Why do you make a bracha every night? Make a bracha at the beginning of Svira, and then count every day, and hope that you don't leave any out, right? No, that sheet still holds that you make a bracha every night. Why? Because even though it's ultimately one kiyum, it's still what? It's still made up of 49 maisei mitzvah. So over here too, according to the Rambam, it's still two maisei mitzvah. So each maisei mitzvah demands a berachas mitzvah.
One kiyum?
Yeah, it would still be one kiyum. So, right? It'd be ultimately, it's one mitzvah. It's one kiyum mitzvah of the two-part mitzvah of Mikra Megillah.
If let's say you didn't say Megillah during the day.
You didn't read the Megillah by day?
Right.
Okay.
Or even by Svira, you know, since it's one mitzvah, if you didn't complete the whole mitzvah and you kept making the brachas, are all those brachas levitala?
Jonah's making a good point. It could very well be that according to the Rambam, if a person would have forgotten to make Shachiyah at night, so since he's still in the mitzvah, right, he still has the simcha of the mitzvah, he would still say Shachiyah by day in that case. That's a good point.
By a little bit, we say once.
Yeah. But again, if you miss it, you could still do it. Right? Okay. There's another approach here. That's one machlokas. That's one machlokas. If you saw the Tosos has a little bit of a different idea, and the Rosh also has some important lashon here. So let's try. I don't know if we'll get through all of it. Let's take a look at the Rosh and the Tosos, and we'll see if there's maybe another idea that emerges here as well. Okay? Someone want to go through this? The Rosh is, again, Megillah, Perek Aleph, Siman Vav. When I put the brackets in, and by the way, I was suggesting that you do the rest, not the bracketed portion. I'm sorry if that wasn't clear. I should have told you. But if you did it, it's not nothing wrong. No one got hurt, I'm sure. All right, Harizim Meshuvah.
Well, we wouldn't know from before that if you want us to read, you should start it. So.
Right, at least you have to start
it. So.
Okay. Someone want to read? Someone want to give it a try? Al? Vilishnosa.
Vilishnota bayom. So we should repeat
during the day.
Good.
Shemayom
bayom.
Or come back and repeat during the day, even though he already said
Shachyan again. Why? Okay, stop there. That's different. Right? What does that mean? What do those words mean? Those are important words.
The
Ikra Megillah is by day.
What's your saying?
More. Let's read that line again.
It's more Ikra.
Exactly. Let's read that again. Chozer Mevarech Zman. What's Zman mean?
Shachyanu.
Reference to Shachyanu. Because Shachyanu is the mitzvah, the bracha you say on the time. Ki yimonav higyanu li zman hazeh. Right? So he's saying, he's referencing the Zman when you say li zman hazeh. So in terms of the night and the day reading, which one is more primary? Beyom. The Iker Kri also have a Beyom Yosem Ibalaila. It's more primary than the reading at night. It's more Iker than the one at night. Can anyone tell me what that means? That's Manashach. It's Manashach. Either the night. In other words, tell me it's anyway, primary, and therefore Shachyanu should be by day. That's what I'm telling you. This is difficult because let's say Rabbi Natan meant that you make a bracha because it's two different mitzvahs. Then don't tell me that the day is Iker, and that's why I'm making Shachyanu again. This is Afal Pi, even though I did it at night, which seems to suggest that I satisfied the majority of my requirement or satisfied my requirement when I did it at night. But because the day's reading is Iker Kriyasa, oh, there I have to say Shachyanu again.
So it's almost like something new because it's like, so the beginning is something substantial because you have to say Shachyanu. It is the start of mitzvah or a mitzvah in itself tonight.
Okay.
But really you wouldn't repeat it in the day. But the fact that the day it's a new level of it. The fact that
okay.
It's the Iker that greater.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. We have to try to explain what does that mean. What does that mean? Again, does everyone understand the question?
No.
Let me repeat the question. But Rabbeinu Tam is saying, you did the right thing by saying Shachyanu at night. You had to say it at night. But now, because the day reading is the primary reading, well, let me rephrase that. He says, Iker Kriyasa is Bayom, Yosami Balaila, that weighty phrase. Therefore, you have to say Shachyanu again by day. So what is he really saying? Is he saying that I have to make a Shachyanu on the Iker Kriya? If that's the case, then let me do it by day and not at night. If he's saying that I have to do it every time I do the Kriya because each Kriya is a new mitzvah, then just say that. Why? Who cares which one is Iker if it's the two mitzvahs?
Well,
right? Or if it's two parts to one mitzvah, then
I'll
say
that. Why do you do it at night? Why does
according
he say
to Binatam, that's right, exactly.
Does he
why do
you
do it at night? He does not say.
And then during the day, you have the end mitzvah of Kisumei Nitzra.
Okay.
So in which case, so you have to, there's a, that's the Yoter, there's the Kisumei Nitzra. And therefore
No, you can't say that there's no Pirsum Anais at night. There is an element of Pirsum Anais at night because we're saying the Megillah reading is inherently Pirsum Anais. So there clearly is some form of
Pirsum Anais. Inherently?
Yeah.
And then Maisa would say at night it's also Pirsum.
Yeah, but why not? Why not? You're reading the story of Purim. No, the Iker mitzvah is by day, like all the other mitzvahs Hayom. Suda is by day, Mishloach Manos is by day, Matanos Avyonim is by day. So I know the Iker mitzvah is by day, but I can't say that the reading at night is devoid of Pirsum Anais. So did any guys get to see? Well, let me hear it. Any ideas?
Can we think about it for a second?
Yeah, please. It's very difficult. I'm not explaining anything. I'm just raising a question.
Is it understood why during the day is an Iker, or is that like
that's a given. That we would take that. We're taking
that
as given.
Given that premise, then you could say that definitely requires the Shachyanu.
Okay.
But
what about at night?
But at night it would be lacking in Shachyanu because it would be like disrespect for the reading at night. Because you're doing that first, but you're doing the Shachyanu second. Since you're making it second time, it would be the night time would be lacking.
Okay, Jonah's saying a good idea. Jonah's saying like this, that I have to say Shachyanu the first time I do the mitzvah, right? And that's when I'm supposed to say Shachyanu. But now, there's another motivation for repeating the Shachyanu the next day.
Okay.
That's what you
said.
Yeah, and I have to say Shechianah.
Then
I have to say Shechianah then.
Right.
Right, but I still have to say Shechianah the first time I do it, because that's the first time I'm doing the mitzvah. That's true. But we still need, but we still need to take it the next level. What you're saying is good. It's a good start. But I'd like to try to explain what's the basic starting point is to say that the night, for whatever reason, according to Binyan Tam, demands Shechianu. And we're suggesting maybe because, like any other mitzvah, the first time you do the mitzvah in the season, you make the Shechianu. But that's not enough. You can't stop there. What's that?
When you say first, it's like coming
up. It's
when you say first, do you mean during the day?
No, night. Night's the first time you're doing it, right?
Unless you do it first thing in the day.
It is. You're saying you have to do it that time because you can't not say it before you read.
Right.
Because it would be lacking.
Yeah. You have to do it then. Oh, but you did it then. Comes the day, you still have to do it again because it's Iker. We need to explain that. It is. You're right. I'm saying, but why is it an afterthought? It's an afterthought because you're saying it's not permissible
it's
to say
right,
to do the mitzvah without the shachianu. But we need to try
it's
explain.
The same bracha with shachianu, though.
The same bracha.
So it's parent item other mitzvah.
Good.
It reads the whole other level.
But what do we say? What do we say? There's another aspect to Megillah reading. We said before that the Megillah reading has another aspect to it. Yes, it's pirsum anis, but it also has what to it?
A halal.
It also has an aspect of Shevach, right? It also has an aspect of Shevach. It also has an aspect of Halal, the Hodah, right? So again, it's not my pshat that I'm giving you now, but it's the Rav Zatzal, Rav Soloveitchik, big chiddush over here. He wanted to say like this. He said, look at the Rush that we just read. What does he write when he says over? The sheet of the Re, says she'enu ikar kriya belayla. Enu ikar kriya belayla. It's the activity that you're doing is not the essential kriya. Not that it's not the essential kriya. It's not the essential kriya. The essential kriya is the next day. So what is it at night? Let's say at night, it has a din of halal. Halal the whole dog. The Rav. The Rav wanted to say that that's the pshat in this pshita of the Re. What are you doing at night that you're making Shechianu on? You're making Shechianu on the aspect of Megillah reading, which is halal v'hodah. The next day, when you're repeating it, you're doing it b'toras kriya. So this sheet could really even fit in within the Rambam, who's really saying that it's two parts to one mitzvah, right? But that each kriya has a totally different nature to it. So when I say the Shechianu at night, it's true. I said the Shechianu on the kriya samagil at night, which is a kriya of halal v'hodah. But what happens by day? Oh, ikar kriyasa is by day. The ikar kriya is by day. Now, the essential nature of the reading is during the day.
So really, this kriya is a different thing.
That's right.
But why are you saying Shechianu on it then?
When?
Because you're saying Shechianu on the kriya that's for Pursum and Nisa.
That's the one by day.
But no, you can say Shechianu by night.
Shechianu at night?
Yeah.
It's a different nature of kriya. That kriya also demands a Shechianu.
Oh, it's an interesting too.
That's right.
Okay.
But I'm not. You don't have to say it's two. You could say it's two mitzvahs. You could say that. But it doesn't sound like from the Lashon that he's saying that it's two mitzvahs. That would be kosher.
But the fact that you say Shechianu twice, it has got to be two mitzvahs.
No, I don't think so.
So now,
that would be much simpler. You're telling me, say you said it at night, but since Iker Kriya is by day, say Shechianu again. It's much more simple. Say it's a new mitzvah. If it's totally new, it's a totally.
What do we say Shechianu on, though? Not in this case, in general. What's the principle of Shechianu? Isn't that the first time you do a mitzvah?
Yeah, that's right. But here,
so
the Chiddush is. Is right. It's one. It could be even one mitzvah with two totally different components.
Parts.
And each component requires a Shechianu.
How could that be? I mean, aren't the facts that we only say Shechianu on one? This is one mitzvah. Why would we say Shechianu twice on it?
So I'm trying to tell you that the mitzvah that you did at night has a totally different character to the component that you're doing by day.
But it's still one mitzvah.
It's still, because that's why he's going out of his way to tell you, afal pi, even though you said Shechianu at night. Why do you have to tell me even though you said Shechianu at night? If I hold it to two mitzvahs, don't tell me afal pi that I said at night. Then it's obvious. You said it at night, yeah, because that night was mitzvah A, tomorrow's mitzvah B. So don't tell me even though I said it at night. Even though I said it at night only makes sense, right? If last night was the beginning of today's mitzvah. It's the beginning of today's mitzvah, but the character of reading today is totally different than the character of reading last night.
You're saying a chiddush in Shechianu,
in this case, it's a chiddush, yeah. In this case, you see he's being mechadish. Right. He's saying something new. Iker kriyosa b'yam. Hal, you hear it?
Yeah,
I just want to make sure you got it. I'll just end with this. There's one from the Shagas Aryeh, one technical. He gives a technical. I'll take your comment one second. The Shagas Aryeh?
Shagat Aryeh. It's Rabbi Y. Friedman.
Rabbi Aryeh Leib of Metz. Everyone's heard of the Shagas Aryeh. Famous Talmudic scholar. So he wrote a number of Sfarim. Probably the most famous is the Sefer called Shagas Aryeh. But he wrote a Sefer on parts of Shas called the Turi Avin. It's a famous story with the Shagas Aryeh.
So
what does the Shagas Aryeh say over here? The Shagas Aryeh says over here, I included this with the Mar Makomos. And we'll just end with this. I'll be happy to stick around and take any comments yet. But if you look at that last page, not the last page, but the next page, where it says Chidushe on top, Chidushe Megillah. So in the second line down, he says venerally. He also wants to distinguish between the Kriya at night and the Kriya by day. He wants to distinguish. I put a little star in the column there on the right-hand side. He also wants to distinguish between the nature of the reading at night and the nature of the reading by day. And what does he say? He says, nearly the high kriya delele, or delilah, eino elami derabbanan. The night, the one that you read at night, is purely rabbinic. If that's nice, what's he going to say about the day? It's daraisa? Can't say it's daraisa. What does he say? Because it's nowhere in the Torah, right? It's not in the Torah. He says the reading at night is rabbinic. The Eino Iker Chiyav Shel, what does that stand for? Anyone know? Kriya at night is rabbinic, but the Kriya by day is what he calls Midivrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah doesn't mean it's mystical. It doesn't mean that kind of Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is basically from the Nevi'im. When you have something that's pure from the Nevi'im, it has a, even though it's within the rabbinic realm, it has a higher status than a regular Darabbanan. It has a higher status than something that's a pure Darabbanan. So it says that one by day, that's what? That's Divrei Kabbalah. That's from learned out directly from the. That's the primary kriya as far as the pasuk is concerned, right? The kriya at night, that's more rabbinic in its nature. That's why he's trying to read that into rabbinic Tom. He's saying, yeah, they're both kriyos, right? But the one at night is Darabbanan. When you come to the kriya by day, since it's the ikar kriya, why is it the ikar kriya? Because it's Divrei Kabbalah. That demands its own shechianah. It's a similar approach to the Rav's approach in terms of parsing out a different aspect to the night kriya and the day kriya, but more of a technical distinction. More of a technical distinction. No, the Rav says it's just one long mitzvah, right? One long mitzvah. We don't know if he would acknowledge these distinctions within the one mitzvah. Like we're saying for the Ri, right? We're saying for the Ri that even he could hold it's one mitzvah. But the two parts to the mitzvah are different. We don't know if the Rav would hold that or not. It's unclear. The Rambam doesn't give us any indication.
So, but wait, the Rav, we don't know.